Hello, this is Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. We're coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And I've got a bunch of songs for you tonight. No Wombats tonight. Wombats and Music, the title allows me, the Wombat part is sort of my license to throw in some things. And I've got some things planned. I've got some interesting readings coming up. In fact, I'm recruiting students to help me read some of the poetry that I'd like read, some of the humorous things that I'd like to put on the show. But for now, we're going to start off with a song I ended last week's show. If I don't get to complete a song at a show, I like to play it the first song of the next show. So last week, I played this song. I call it I Often Think of Writing. I believe it's by Logan English. And it's a California miner writing, his singing about the fact that he doesn't write home very often. This song was first noticed in reference in 1858. It's from the California Gold Rush. In 1848, gold was found in Sutter's Mill, California, beginning the California Gold Rush. And people rushed out there hoping to find gold. And some did. But more, many of them found sort of side industries, things to do to support the miners, support the mining industry. Saloons, hotels, restaurants, you can think of a few others. So it was quite a wild time, I gather. And this song was from that era. And so he often thinks of writing home. Here we go.
Very seldom write a letter now and then I get, which fills me with delight. But while I'm here with the Romans, I'll do as Romans do, and letter till I return to tell them all I know. For keeps a man hunting round to keep up with the times, and pen and ink, they're very scarce with the people in the mines, and writing don't amount to much unless you've got the dimes. If I would write them every mail, I know it would them please. But neighbors would then flock around them like a swarm of bees. And great would be the cry abroad that such a man's a fool. And if he was a friend of mine, I'd send him off to school. For it keeps the man hunting around to keep up with the times. And pen and ink, they're very scarce with the people in the mines. And writing don't amount to much unless you've got the dime. I've half a mind to write to them and tell them I'm alive, and to watch the California boats whenever they arrive. For I intend to home return whenever I'm inclined, then drop a line informing them that I've lately changed my mind. For it keeps a man hunting around to keep up with the times, and pen and ink, they're very scarce with the people in the mines. And writing don't amount to much unless you got the dimes. Well, I like to live among the hills and the pleasant mountain towns, and I like the cities better since they drove away the hounds. But were they 50 times as fair, for all I would not fail to be a man forevermore and to write them every mail. For it keeps a man hunting around to keep up with the times, and pen and ink, they're very scarce with the people in the mines, and writing don't amount to much unless you've got the dimes.
That was I Often Think of Writing by Logan English. The next song is one of my favorites. I've played it probably more than any other song on this show. And so for those of you who've been following the show for a while, you'll remember this song. It's called Spanish Dancer. It's by Patti Scialfa. She's Bruce Springsteen's wife. She wrote this song. She sings it. She sings in his band, the E Street Band. But this particular version, I think she sang with a separate group. And I consider it one of the best songs I've ever heard. And I just think it's a tribute to her talent. Also, To me, it's just, it's a mystery. It's poetry. I don't really understand the words, but I understand them enough to think, this speaks to me in some way, and hopefully it'll speak to some of you. So this is Patty Scialfa singing Spanish Dancer.
Steps I follow when he comes near. The red dress of temptation over a long black slip of fear. Will I fall beneath the shadow of some broken cross? My arms emptied and all my treasures lost. Still like that Spanish dancer I opens his arms and gathers in. Oh, mama, the bridges were burning over a river black and cold. But I walked when love commanded me up to the edges of his soul. But I'm still frightened of the dark divide. Oh, will I get should never be worthy of. But all those illusions trip and fall. He is just a man after all. Just like that Spanish dancer, I pull my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he his arms and gathers them. Just like that Spanish dancer, I throw my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them. Just like that Spanish dancer. Just like that Spanish dancer.
That was Spanish Dancer, written and sung by Patty Scialfa. The next song is bluegrass. It's called Rank Strangers to Me. It's a hymn. Goes back at least a few generations. And it's a story of a man seeking out his family and finding out that they and their friends have all died, moved on. And everyone he meets is a rank stranger. But it's a good religious song, and the promise of the future is there. So this is a group called Hot Rise, a bluegrass group that had two incarnations. This was from their second one, starting around 2002. So I suspect this was probably recorded in 2002. This is Rank Strangers to Me, sung by Hot Rise. Rank Strangers to Me by Hot Rise. We're moving on to another genre. I don't know what to call it. It's a cappella. I don't think there are any instruments in here. We'll see. It's called Armstrong's Army, and it's by Jess Lowe and the Bad Pennies. And it's just an interesting piece of music to me. I've heard it a few times, and I like it a lot, so I'm going to share it with you now. This is Armstrong's Army.
Armstrong's army, won't you march with me into the morning after? Armstrong's army, won't you march with me into the bright new day? Armstrong's army, won't you march with me into the morning after? Armstrong's army, won't you march with me into the bright new day?
A day for you to walk with the rest of humanity, breathe fresh air beneath the big blue sky,
bring your pride, leave your vanity. One life beckons as another one dies. Armstrong's army, won't you march with me into the morning after? Armstrong's army, won't you march with me into the bright new day? While you've been sitting round singing, let's not think about tomorrow, lest we disappointed be. The whole world's spinning, picked up and shook about, and you're spreading bread and butter misery. Armstrong's army, won't you march with me into the morning after? Armstrong's army, won't you march with me into the bright new day?
Your work in life
relied on having others to rely upon. Danger was doubled, so your friends held true. Now they're just shoulders to cry upon. The bottom of a bottle is a friend to you. Armstrong's army, won't you march with me into the morning after? Armstrong's army, won't you march with me into the bright new day? Armstrong's army, won't you march with me into the bright new day?
Armstrong's Army by Jez Lowe and the Bad Pennies. You're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baia. This is Wombats and Music is brought to you from WEHC FM 90.7 in Emory, Virginia, and comes on Monday nights at 7 o'clock and Saturdays at 1, and occasionally other times, but mainly Monday nights at 7. Also, if you'd like to hear the show later, contact me through email. It's hbaia, H-B-A-Y-A, at ehc.edu. That's Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. You can also hear this show streaming if you're not near a radio but are near a computer. Go to ehc.edu on the web and click on WEHC and then click on play. Or I forget, there's a button there that says that it will play the live music. So you can hear this show or any other WEHC show streaming on the web. The next song is by a friend of mine, Jan Mayer. I don't know her that well. I've sung with her a number of times, met her off and on. She's from Boston, and she has a CD out called Mountain Skies. And I love this song, Lord Yester, and I was looking for it a few years ago, and I called Jan, and when she heard I had a radio show, she sent me a free CD. Hey! Fringe benefits. And this song was on it, Lord Yester. It's a wonderful song. Jan's voice is something to behold. She's got a high soprano and a strong voice and just power and a beautiful, beautiful voice. And this, she does justice to this song. The song, Lord Yester, is about a woman sings about her husband who's gone off to the Crusades. And she knows almost as soon as he's gone that he's never coming back. And she's thinking about where he may have gone and what may have happened to him. And it definitely has what I would call a mystical bent. So this is called Lord Yester, sung by Jan Mayer.
May come another day, for golden hours are few, like broken dreams that melt away before the dawn is new. Maybe he's gone to Byzantine along the lonely trail, or maybe he's gone to Palestine to find
Yester by Jan Mayer. Jan, by the way, has a 3-octave range, and you could hear parts of it in there. We're going to move on to something quite different. I mean, how different can you be? This is Swingin' by John Anderson, a country song, happy song. Just the first time I heard this, I fell in love with it, and I've always gotten a kick out of it. Good times are in process here. There are a lot of sad songs, but this is not one of them.
Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels.
That was Swinging by John Anderson. John Anderson's a country singer from born in Apopka, Florida. He was interested in rock until he discovered Merle Haggard, and then he got into country music. He's had 5 number one hits. I think he's performing at Rhythm and Roots. I saw him a couple of years ago at a county fair not far from here. Great performer, great music. The next singer is Joan Baez. I could tell you volumes about Joan Baez. Just so many interesting things about her. But the main one is that she was a tremendously strong influence on the music of my generation. I was in college when Joan Baez came into the scene. She turned up at the Newport Folk Festival in 1959, and from then on, her career just soared. Prior to that, she'd been singing in coffee houses around the Cambridge area. I was there then. Her father was a professor at MIT. I may have seen her wandering around, but I don't remember her. But I do remember when she started singing, and I went to see her sing, and just was really, really blown away. And I thought she had one of the purest voices I had ever heard. And it's something about the way she sings the song is just some level of sincerity for me. This is not one of her better-known songs, but it's one I like a lot. It's called Be Not Too Hard. And the message is one that I think we all need, I need. It says, forgive people for what they do. They're only human. We are flawed creatures, and we do the best we can. So be not too hard when they when they mess up. And that is what I think is the message of the song. See what you think.
Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given to man. Be not too hard when he's sold or bought, for he must manage as best he can. Be not too hard when he blindly dies, fighting for things he does not own. And be not too hard when he tells lies, or if his heart is sometimes like a stone. Be not too hard, for soon he'll die, often no wiser than he began. Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given.
Be Not Too Hard, Joan Baez. Now we're going to take another big jump. We're going to coal mining songs. This is Big Bad John by Jimmy Dean from 1961. Jimmy Dean is from Plainview, Texas. He grew up singing Baptist church music. He was a DJ for many years. In fact, I noticed that a number of the songwriters and singers I've played were disc jockeys at one point, like me. Maybe I have a career ahead. His first big hit was called PT-109, and it was about John Kennedy. This one is about a man who was in a coal mine, and, well, you'll hear, he's a hero. Big Bad John by Jimmy Dean.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy. But if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John. Big John. Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when the timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. Everybody thought that they'd breathe the last, said John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber, gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Without his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above!" And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. Big John. Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Big Bad John by Jimmy Dean, 1961. Now we're going to move on to Judy Collins. I collect songs. I love music, and this show is just my chance to collect all my favorite songs. And I've been amazed to notice that often I'll only have one or two songs by an artist. But every now and then I'll notice that one of my artists, I'll have 5 or 10. One of those is Judy Collins. I just love her work. Another is Simon and Garfunkel. Oddly enough, I have a lot of songs by them. This is called The Coming of the Rhodes. It's a story of the civilization reaching into areas like the Appalachians. Imagine a little village, a little town, where there really were no roads, that the only way in was by horseback. Maybe you had a cart if you could get there, but certainly you didn't have people driving off to the movies or going into town, the city away, not often. And then the roads came and things changed, and something was lost. And Judy Collins sings this. A number of people have sung this song, and it's a great song to be sung. By the way, I looked up Judy Collins. Her father was a blind disc jockey. Interesting. She went to University of Colorado. And she studied classical piano. She was a piano prodigy. And she could have been apparently quite a good performer there. But she didn't. She went into singing and worked her way up and had her first album at 22 and then became a legend. So this is Judy Collins singing one of my favorite wistful songs. Poignant, I guess, is the term I want. It's called The Coming of the roads. Judy Collins, The Coming of the Roads. You're listening to Harry Baya. I'm your host on Wombats and Music. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you my favorite songs. I told you I didn't have a wombat tonight, but I guess maybe I do. The next piece of music is by Sam Gobble. I took fiddle lessons from Sam for a couple of years. I stopped about a year ago. I hope to start up again one of these days. I just love Sam Gobble's fiddle playing. Now, I don't have a professional recording of Sam, and this particular recording was made in Chilhowee at a music jam. I happened to be sitting beside him, and somebody asked if he could play Whiskey Before Breakfast, and he said, oh, I think I can. I have to sort of call it back up, you know, and he began to play it, and I had a little tape recorder there, so I recorded it, and I'm going to play for you Sam Gobble, and there were other people there playing. I'm playing a fiddle beside him, but I think I'm just playing the drone notes. Playing Whiskey Before Breakfast, and you can hear there was a bass player there that night, nice thump-thump sound, and I thought it was a lot of fun. So it's not going to be a professional recording like you're used to hearing on the show, but see what you think of Sam Gobble playing Whiskey Before Breakfast, and then I'll play a professional recording of the same song. Hello. That was Sam Gobble and Friends playing Whiskey Before Breakfast. Now let's hear Whiskey Before Breakfast played by on a professional recording, Ramona Jones. You can hear the tune a lot clearer. I like this recording of it, but to be honest with you, I like Sam's better. That was Whiskey Before Breakfast, played by Ramona Jones. Many of you know, in the Emory community, know Scott Boltwood. Scott's wife, Mary Bell, plays banjo, and a few years ago, and now I guess, but a few years ago, she played with a band, and they made a record, and I've heard them sing. I've sang with them a few times. One of the records they made was Whiskey, one of the songs was Whiskey Before Breakfast, and it didn't sound like that. It was the same tune, of course, but it was slow, and it told the story. And it's a great story. I'll have to play it. I haven't played it in years here. I'll put it on soon. Whiskey Before Breakfast is about a man who goes down the street and he runs into two guys sitting on the curb. And he asks them what they're doing. And they say that they're having whiskey before breakfast. Well, this seems a little odd to him, so he sits down to join them. And before you know it, he's having a good time, also singing the song and having whiskey before breakfast. And as the song progresses, just about the entire town joins them. Now, I'm not an advocate of alcohol, and this sounds like an alcoholic town and probably some bad things, but it's still a great song. It's a cute song, and that's what that tune is from. While we're in this kind of genre, here comes Ralph Stanley. Ralph Stanley's a famous singer from around these parts. I think he performed just recently in Marion, I think. And this particular song is called Pig in a Pin, and it's Ralph Stanley. And who's with him? Doug Phelps, some other people. But it's local bluegrass flavor and a lot of fun. This is Pig in a Pin. That was Pig in a Pin by Ralph Stanley. I'm going to take a break here and talk about something of interest to me. Maybe you're aware, I think most of the world is, and I wasn't, of Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga is apparently the biggest pop music phenomena, pop rock phenomena, in quite a while, since Madonna maybe. Getting rave reviews. She's had, I think, 4 number one hit songs. She writes her own songs. She's 24 years old. She's stunningly beautiful in many ways, although I wouldn't call her, she's not beautiful like Elizabeth Taylor, but a great figure. There's a YouTube video I saw of her that's worth seeing just for the experience. She comes out of the back of the stage. It's performing on a huge group out there, crowded around the stage, probably 10,000 people, I'm thinking. And the band is playing, and she comes out from the back where she's been playing the drums. And she's wearing what I would describe as a body stocking. She's definitely wearing something, but on the other hand, it's not clear that it's disguising much. And she comes up to the front of the stage, where the crowd is pushed up hard against the stage. And she's singing into the microphone, and then... with what seems to me like no warning, she just throws herself out into the crowd, just launches herself out. And, of course, they catch her, and she writhes on top of them and rolls over and turns and just sort of, it's like bathing in a sea of hands holding her up in the air. And the security guards are there, and eventually she comes back, and they pull her back on stage, and there's this sense of relief that, Wow, that was a daring thing to do, to just throw yourself, especially dressed the way she is. And darn if she doesn't do it again. And it's quite a show. So that's Lady Gaga. I had never heard of her. I was just going through YouTube and it said this video is being watched. I watched it and I was stunned. I thought it was a great video. Anyway, it turns out that she is world famous. She's just at the top of the field right now. And a brilliantly talented singer, so the articles say. And written her own music, writes her own song. Her videos are stunning. I watched a few the other night just to see what was going on. I was trying to find a song by Lady Gaga that I could play on this show. I didn't find anything that rang my bell. I'm sure that there are things that ring bells, but I'm not getting them. Anyway, it was a stunning performance on the video, and I'm still looking for a song to play here, something that I like. If she's that good, I'm bound to run into something sometime that is the kind of music I like. Well, we're moving on now to a little quiet, reflective time. Time to settle down, people. This is by Oliver. Oliver was one of those performers who only used one name. Good for Oliver. And so this is called Jean, and it's a beautiful song. It was in the movie The Prime of Miss Jean Brody. They played this song, and it caught the flavor of the movie, too. So here we go with Jean.
Jean, Jean, roses are red. And the clouds are so low, you can touch them, and so come out to the meadow, Jean, 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 you're young and alive, come out of your half dream. And run, if you will, to the top of the hill. Open your arms, Bonnie Jean. Tell the sheep in the valley, come home my way. Till the stars fall around me and find me. When the sun comes a-singing, I'll still be waiting for Jean, Jean. Roses are red, all of the leaves have gone green. While the hills are ablaze, yellow haze into my arms, Bonnie Jean. Jean, you're young and alive. Come out of your half-dream and run, if you will, to the top of the hill. Come into my arms, Bonnie Jean.
That was Jean, sung by Oliver. Well, that's all we've got time for tonight. I've got a few more songs lined up. I'll bring them to you next time. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. I want to tell you how much I enjoy putting on this show and ask for suggestions. I'd love to hear from you. If you've got some songs that you think are fantastic, or if you'd like to come in and be interviewed about music that you think is great, the kind of music I've been playing is what I'd prefer, of course, let me know. Send me email. It's Harry Baya, and the email is hbaya at ehc.edu. That's at EHC, Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. And I'm on Monday nights from 7 to 8. There are a lot of other good shows on WEHC, and I'm going to be telling you about them soon. I'm building a list of those shows and their contents, and I'll be sharing this with the other people, the other hosts on the shows, and we'll be able to tell you more about what's going on. But for now, I just want to say it's been a gas. I love doing this stuff. I love hearing these songs. And I'll be back next week, 7 p.m. on Monday nights. And until then, I hope you continue doing what we're all doing our best at, which is celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Good night.